actually sit down to the table and in good faith, and I believe they will, hammer this out.
That was former state legislator Rick Winkle, now with the University of Illinois' Institute of Government and Public Affairs. You can hear more from Winkle, including his thoughts on expanded casino gambling in Illinois, at our website, willnews.org. It's Morning Edition on WYLL. I'm Brian Moline.
You're listening to WILL. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On this ninth day of June, we're headed to a sunny sky and 87 degrees. West winds at 6 to 8 miles an hour tonight, clear. A low of 66 on a southwest wind at 6 to 8. In Chicago, futures opened about 20 minutes ago now in the corn pit. Nearby contract is up 3. December up 2 and 3 quarters. July beans are 8 and a quarter higher. November up 6 and a half for the day. Live cattle futures are 2.5 cents higher. Feeder cattle are up a nickel. Lean hogs are down a nickel. And the wheat futures are about 5 to 6 higher in both the soft red and the hard red numbers. The DTN national average basis for corn was unchanged at 19 cents under the July futures contract. And the national corn index was up 5 cents at $3.46. That's cash price nationally for corn. The national average basis for beans unchanged at 32 under the July, and the index for beans was up 7 cents at $9.12 a bushel. We'll take a more complete look at those numbers in the crop progress report when we talk with Pete Manhart in just a moment. But right now, Drew Lerner is here with a look at today's agricultural weather forecast.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Some beneficial rain fell across portions of the Midwest yesterday, and we're going to see some additional rain move across many areas in the region as we go forward through this next full week to 10 days. Some areas in the western portions of the Corn Belt are going to be quite wet, and perhaps some flooding is likely to evolve. That won't go over very well for late season field work. Obviously, USDA reported yesterday that field progress in Kansas and Missouri was significantly behind the norm, and that's all a byproduct of the frequent rains that have occurred recently. Same can be said for southeastern parts of Nebraska, although the area there is much smaller relative to the Kansas and Missouri areas that have been impacted. Most of the temperatures across the Midwest this morning are running mostly in the 60s and lower 70s, and it looks like it's going to be a very warm day across the region today, not only in the Midwest, but in the Plains, the Delta, and the southeastern states as well. All these areas will see highs in the 80s and 90s. The 90s are going to be most dominating out in the central and southern plains. And there will be some middle and upper 90s in some of those areas, including a small part of the western fringes of Corn Belt country. And we'll see the heat continuing out that way for the next couple of days, and then we'll see a little bit of a break in the action, so to speak, with somewhat cooler conditions coming along. The temperatures across the heart of the Midwest, though, today will likely reach into those lower 90s in the west, while we'll see temperatures as cool as upper 70s and lower 80s in parts of Ohio and Michigan, where cloud cover and a little bit of shower activity will be possible. Tomorrow, the lower parts of the Midwest will see highs mostly in the 80s and lower 90s again, but the far northern parts of the region will see temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. As we go into the day on Thursday, we'll start seeing a little bit of cooling take place in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and it will work its way southeastward to some degree as we get into Friday and Saturday. However, the lower parts of the Midwest will not see daily high temperatures any cooler than the 80s through a big part of the forecast period, taking us through the first half of next week. Those northern areas, though, we'll see some thunderstorm activity that will be significant enough to bring temperatures down into some 70s for a little while. This is likely to occur as we finish out the work week and into the weekend. Probably Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be the milder days in the north, and this will be mostly South Dakota, Nebraska, into Wisconsin. Some of those areas will end up with some very impressive rainfall, maybe running anywhere from 2 to 4 inches in some locations. A lot of the surrounding area will see 1 to 3 inch amounts, and we'll continue to see some shower and thunderstorm activity occurring all the way down into Kansas and Missouri, where some additional delays to farming activity will likely take place. The eastern portions of the Midwest may not be quite so wet relative to those areas I just described. The precipitation that occurs in the eastern Midwest is going to be a little bit more erratic for a little while, but increasing rainfall is likely to evolve as we move out into the weekend and the first part of next week. A cool front will likely slip across the region and it will generate the opportunity for frequent showers and thunderstorms. But I still don't believe that the rainfall in the eastern Midwest will be nearly as heavy or as persistent as that in the western areas. And the further south you go into the Ohio River Valley and parts of Kentucky, the drier conditions will likely be. A little bit of relief will occur to those drier biased areas, but we're not expecting to see any real substantial soakings of rainfall. We'll also see a little bit of a drier tendency to occur further to the southeast into Georgia and the Carolinas and parts of Virginia as we go forward in time, but most other areas will see relatively good weather. Hard red winter wheat country is still expecting to see quite a bit of rainfall over this next week, and that's going to cause some delay in harvesting in Oklahoma and Texas. It's also going to raise more concern over the quality of the crops there. Most of the soft wheat in the Midwest is not likely to be seriously impacted by the wetter bias coming up, but some of those northern crops across the region could see enough precipitation to raise some concern over the quality. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
On this Tuesday, let's check the numbers in Chicago as they're currently trading on the last tick. Corn futures up 2.5 cents at 367 3/4 in the July. December up 2.25 at 385 3/4. July beans 9552 up 7 3/4. November at 926.5 up 6 1/4. Bean meal $3 higher. Bean oil up 18 cents. Soft red winter wheat in the July up a nickel at 533. The hard red at 551 1/4, 6 3/4 higher. Live cattle futures 5 cents higher at 153.52 1/2. The feeders at 223.2 1/2, 17.5 cents higher. And lean hogs for the day at $81.60 on their last trade, up a nickel. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and the crop progress reports and expectations for the rest of the day, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Pete. I'd like to start with the crop progress reports. It shows us that for soybeans, normally we are 81% planted on the 5-year rolling average, 79% this year. That sounds not so bad, but there are a couple of states, Kansas and Missouri. Yeah. I've been going through the numbers too many times. Kansas and Missouri, which are both 30% and 31% only, and they're normally much further along. What are your expectations out of that report, and what does it mean, if anything?
Well, they're far enough south they can plant clear into July, so that helps. And if you get rains later on, late planting, you could still produce a good crop. But if they can't, there's quite a few acreages there that, you know, they might move to something else or might go into the program of not being able to plant. But luckily, those are, you know, places where they can plant for another 3 weeks without too much trouble if it would dry out.
And the Iowa statisticians reporting that the southwest and the south central districts, I think, were 51% and 65% soybean planted. So they're lagging well behind, but that's all in that same region. Drew Lerner just told us that they'd probably get some wet weather, so it'll be interesting to watch that as it unfolds. What are you thinking about tomorrow's USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates? Do it 11 o'clock Central.
Well, it's expected to cut soybean carryout maybe 10. It's expected to raise carryout on corn 20 to 30. Basically, more usage of beans than expected and less usage of corn. And then worldwide, it could move things around but still show that there's plenty of everything available. So it's expected to cut the bean a little for this year. It's expected to raise the carryout on corn a little bit, and then 15-16 to have even higher carryout numbers.
Are you worried about producers who have old crop corn left in the bin?
Yes.
Very worried?
Yes.
Worried enough to try to get them to move it?
You know, if we're up 2 to 3 today on corn, we've been trying to get them to move it for a long time. Once this report's over, if the weather continues good, old crop
right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Have a great one.
You too. That, of course, is Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. The numbers again in Chicago are trading like this. Corn futures are up 2.5 in the July. December up 2 for the day. Beans are up 7.75 in the lead. November up 6.25. Bean meal 3.10 higher. Bean oil up 19 cents. Live cattle futures are down just a couple of cents. Feeder cattle up about 17. Lean hogs are nickel lower. And the wheat futures are 3 to 5 cents higher for the day. The outside markets show us crude oil at $59.91 a barrel. They're up $1.77. The wholesale price of gasoline, $2.09 is 5 1/10 of a cent higher. And ethanol futures just about unchanged at $1.55 1/10. This is WILL and Illinois Public Media, AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 9 o'clock in the central time zone. Diesel fuel is now trading at $1.91 4/10. That's 5 9/10 of a cent higher. Back in just about 1 hour with another update.
Good morning. France's prime minister says a new bill will make clear the rules for surveillance by the government. It can collect massive amounts of data by tapping into internet services. More on Morning Edition from NPR News. In the U.S., Congress recently put limits on government surveillance. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Congress first dug into domestic spying 40 years ago. One man central to that effort says while technology has changed, the principles remain the same. Also, Apple wades into the music streaming business using an old-fashioned way to deliver music, DJs. And we'll meet a group of climbers trying to be the first women to reach Afghanistan's highest peak. It's Tuesday, June 9th, the birthday of actor Johnny Depp. He's 52 years old. And the news is next.